Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, November 15th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Wow, so more on the market. Some of the post-election transition stuff. Less of that now, right? Less of that now. We're starting to move forward. Speaking of moving forward, the Dow Jones has now been up 7 days in a row. Every day, right, since the election. It's also the fourth straight record close in the Dow. Even the NASDAQ participated in a rally today. It's not at new highs, but, you know, it's been the tech stocks have been getting sold off pretty hard. But anyways, they did turn around in a rally today. S&P 500 was also up. So that's good news, right? It's also a good sign. So the Dow was down 63 points earlier today, right? And everybody's been saying, hey, trees don't grow to the sky. The market's due for a pullback. And heck, you know, I think so too. But, you know, it's hard to figure out when exactly that'll happen. But it's always a good sign when the market, you know, starts off down, looks like it's in trouble, then towards the end of the day, rebounds and ends up closing at a new high, you know, recovers its losses, comes to a new high. But, you know, even though we're at new highs and everybody's kind of worried about, you know, A, either missing the rally or B, getting caught when the eventual correction comes, I always figure, you know, no one goes broke taking a profit either, you know. So I'm still long. I haven't sold anything yet, but I don't blame anyone for cashing in some chips. And if you're beating the house right now, right, if you're up, you're having a good year. No reason not to take gains if you don't want to, right? I know sometimes we're all motivated by fear and greed, right? The fear of either missing a rally or the fear of losing money or greed. You want to make more money, right? You want to protect your gains too. So that's kind of the biggest motivations for us. And it's hard when you see, you know, 7 days in a row of up days. If you've been on the sidelines and you've been missing it, it's like, oh my gosh, it's quite a big move. So far, we don't have a lot of details on what President Donald J. Trump will do, right? And folks right now are assuming some general Republican kinds of things, right? Cut taxes. So let's assume some kind of corporate tax cut in the rate, and then also some sort of tax holiday, or maybe just to repatriate overseas cash that's been hoarding up, piling up at whatever reduced tax rate he ends up implementing. And then so maybe reduce taxes on personal income taxes too, right? He did promise some relief to middle income taxpayers. So maybe we'll see some of that too. Of course, reduce financial and environmental regulations. But, you know, speaking of the environment, you know, so far Trump has walked back on a lot of his campaign rhetoric, right? Immigration, the wall, what else? I went over a bunch of them yesterday. But he's walked back some of that too. So would you be surprised if he decided he wanted to be an environmental ally and, hey, maybe he'll fight climate change as well. Maybe not as maybe not with as much economic intrusiveness, right? Maybe something a little lighter weight. But, you know, I bet he comes out and tries to be the president for all Americans, like he said, right? He also said he would be increasing, or the assumption is, increased infrastructure spending, which also would, you know, that's not necessarily a Republican kind of thing, but could have some bipartisan support and something he could get done really quickly. Everybody's always complaining about, you know, potholes, bridges that need repair, roads in general. We need more of them. We need bigger ones. We need smooth surfaces. You know, maybe he does make some headway in that way too. We did get some good economic news today. Retail sales were up 0.8% in October. But remember, better economic news does give the Fed a little bit more confidence and leeway to hike those interest rates. And speaking of, is the bond bull market over? Bill Miller thinks so. Quote unquote, in my opinion, the 35-year-old bond bull market is over. And so people are going to start losing money in bonds. The overinvestment in bonds is going to switch somewhere, and it's going to go into equities like it did in 2013. That's a unquote. That's according to Bill Miller. So is the economy getting better? Now, before the election, the Republicans didn't think so, right? But afterwards, yeah, it's getting better. It's getting much better. It's just terrific. And the reverse for the Democrats. And more of this is probably going to come, right? As the Republicans take over, they're going to be less critical of Trump and the economy, and the Democrats will reverse. They'll start to criticize things more and start setting up their talking points for the next election. Warren Buffett bought some airline stocks, according to third quarter filings, Berkshire Hathaway. Of course, that's in the rearview mirror. And airline stocks have already moved quite a bit higher. They did get the bump today on the news that Warren Buffett bought a lot of them. So is chasing Warren Buffett's stock picks after the fact, is that a good idea? I don't know. I pay attention to a little bit of that. Like, oh, he picks this stock or he picks that stock. And then you find out he's got some incredible deal on it that you or I, the average investor, we can't get that kind of same deal on options or, you know, whatever, the price that he gets it at. Or the stock's had a huge run already by the time he announces that he has it. And it always gets that same day bump when he does announce it. But afterwards, I don't know. Is it a good idea? Or is he selling to you? Is he selling to the latecomers? I don't know. Apple is working on some reality augmented glasses called the eyeglasses. Kind of funny, right? But I, not EYE glasses, like one word, eye-dash glasses. I was thinking maybe they should be called rose-colored glasses, or maybe the color, you know, be the color rose. Or maybe they should be rose-gold-colored glasses, right? Because that's how they came out with their iPhone color, rose-gold. Stay with me on this, and eventually I'll be funny, right? Maybe not. So anyways, the glasses are going to connect to your iPhone and transmit data into your field of view. You know, Google tried that with their Google Glass. So we'll see if this is a game changer. You know, sometimes Apple comes along later, somebody else pioneers something, and then Apple comes along and does it a lot better. I think their watch is better than anybody else's out there, obviously the iPhone as well. So we'll see if they can do that with their eyeglasses. Hey, the era of fake news is over. Facebook and Google say no more to fake news. They're trying to address a growing controversy about misinformation on the internet. There's a lot of that around the election, or at least people claim there was a lot of that around the election that impacted, you know, folks' turnout or how they voted, right? So I guess if we want our fake news, we're going to all have to go to Twitter. 140 characters of fake news at a time. But I don't know. I think there were, you know, there's always, if not fake news, there's always biased news, right? Something with an opinion. And maybe that's how news should be labeled, or at least some of the reporting. You know, let's just call it an op-ed if it's an op-ed. Dick's Sporting Goods was down today almost 7% after missing the earnings and given weak guidance. And it sounds like the CEO is blaming global warming. Dick's CEO, Ed Stack, said, "So, we've got a lot of outerwear, both ski outerwear, cold weather outerwear, hunting outerwear, and we're weather sensitive in the fourth quarter, and we're just concerned what's going to happen from a weather standpoint." There you go. The ice is melting, the seas are rising, and nobody needs cold weather outerwear. Advanced Auto Parts up 15% on their earnings, guidance, and cost reduction plans, and I hope you had a lot of that stock heading into earnings today. That's a nice one, right? Nice pop. Barbara Boxer calling for the end of the Electoral College. That's an official tweet, and I heard her say that on Chelsea Handler's show the other day, too, that the popular vote should reign, but that's mob rule, right? Do you want mob rule? What if 50% plus one decides something you don't want, like let's ban gay marriage or let's ban abortions? Well, what about the other 50% minus one, right? So you got to watch out for people's rights as well when you go to mob rule. And the folks who set up this country were pretty smart. You don't want California deciding your election, right? You want to have it kind of balance through the country, get a lot of different opinions in there. High school kids continue to protest and rally in March. Do this, do that. North Dakota pipeline protests are continuing. Are we getting bored with protests? They've been going on for a week. Maybe the pipeline's a little longer, but you know, at some point we're going to get tired of watching the protests, and the protesters are going to get tired of doing it too, right? Anyways, it's Tuesday, it's getting cloudy, and looks like it's going to rain here. We need the rain for that cold weather outerwear.
And today's music from musicalley.com. Podsafe music is Coming Home by Mikey Sabatella. See ya.
The days feel like weeks.